Hey, hi everyone. This is Amy Roloff, and you are live. We are live, and Lisa's going to be joining me. But Lisa, I do not have you joining me on Instagram yet.
You have to invite me.
Where do I do that? I mean, your name usually just comes up.
I said invite me, so let's try it again.
You know, with these new phones, both of us just got new iPhone 14.
Oh.
And why we did that, I have no idea.
Lisa is here. So.
Wow.
I don't know. Is there?
I usually just press the plus button to join.
Yeah.
Your name's not up.
Press her name.
Oh, maybe this. Oh, I see.
How long have we been doing this and you're just
I never had to go to the little people thing.
Oh, this is your new phone.
Yeah, this is my new phone.
Oh, okay.
You know, the thing that gets me when you get a new update or when you get a new product is that why do they always have to like change it? You know, just change it all. Are you on?
I'm on. Can you see me?
Okay. Yeah. Let me do my thing. Okay, people, we are live and sometimes we do know what we're doing, or at least most of the time. So
we try. Oh.
We've been doing this for what, 2 years now?
And we're still... You know what? I've been looking back. I think it's almost 4 years.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And we still don't know technology?
Because it keeps changing on us.
Oh my gosh.
And they change all the technology and then we have to start over. And luckily now we have our producer, Naveed, who, you know, is in the background helping us out, because when we first started doing this ourselves, oh dear.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to pull off. Gosh, I can't remember what her first name is. Did any of you guys see the Golden Globe Awards?
No.
I felt bad for the person that won, I think, the best actress drama. It's for NCIS Special Victims Unit.
Oh.
Gosh, what is her name?
Somebody
Marissa something
other?
Anyway, she was accepting her, you know, award, the Golden Globes Award. Then you have Hilton. God, what's her first name? Part of Los Angeles or...
Paris Hilton?
No, not that's the daughter, the mom.
Oh.
Anyway, you had all of the housewives of LA or whatever it is. She's up there. The thing that gets me about that is that you've been on and doing TV for so long. You're up on stage. You're with a bunch of people. I do not care where you think the camera is, but... Oh, well, I thought the camera was just going to be focused on her. You know what? I'm going to pull what she did. Oh, dear. Let me look. Okay.
Kathy Hilton. Somebody said, thank you for SGM, said Kathy Hilton.
And I'm like.
She's putting her lipstick on the camera?
But the problem I have is that.
I missed that.
Where is your mindset? It's just like what Jimmy Kimmel did. He thought he was funny. But it's like someone is accepting an award and you come splashing in, laying down like you're.
Yeah,
having a heart attack or something. I don't know. I saw that on either Extra or Entertainment Tonight.
Marissa Tomei.
It wasn't Marissa Tomei.
As the actress?
No, it was not her. It was a Hilton. She's on Housewives of LA.
Right, but who was getting the award? Marissa
Tomei? Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I think her name is Marissa, but she's on, it's been on the show a long time. It's all about women and domestic violence or rape, and she's one acolyte. She advocates for that.
Hargitay.
It's Marissa. I think her first name is Marissa something. But anyway,
people are letting us know. I'm watching the comments.
Okay, because I could not believe that she stood up there and she's like, "Well, I didn't know." It's like, wait a minute, excuse me. Even I know that, and I'm on a crazy reality show.
So are you saying our little show here is more organized than the Golden Globe?
No, but we know what we are. You know,
yes,
we're just having
exactly.
a good time.
We're having a fun time,
and we're chit chatting,
and we have
our
community
like that,
here.
So.
We really appreciate everybody that comes on and watches us. It's so fun. We look forward to this every time.
You know me; I go off on a tangent.
Stick to the timing. I put the times on here now today.
Yes, we want to welcome you all. We've got so many people here. In fact, I got to get better glasses. These are not good enough. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you can't see?
It's kind of blurry.
Why don't you clean them?
No, it is. I'm so sorry, people. Hang on.
Really? Really? You're going to leave to get other glasses? You can't take her anywhere. Throw those other ones in the garbage can so you don't worry about those.
Well, the reason I liked the other ones better was because, you know, they're thinner. These are a little bit thicker. And
those are cute. I like those.
But I need thinner ones. This is like too much to do this kind of thing.
It's so cute. Anyway. I like them.
Yes, thank you everyone for coming. We've got people from New Jersey and Hillsboro, area.
I saw Tennessee, Rika Hargrove from Tennessee, Betty.
Someone
Thomas
is from St. Helen, Michigan. Go figure.
Oh, we have a St. Helens, Washington, here. Right?
No, it's Oregon.
Oh, it is? But it's close
It's just
to
above Scappoose. You know?
Very cool.
We got Vancouver, BC, Indiana, Idaho, California, Northern Indiana, the UK. Oh my
Australia?
Goodness. Hello, UK.
Hawaii, Mary Santiago. Oh man, I would love to have some warm weather today. It's cold out here. Cold.
Oh, Lisa is like, it is a clear, crisp, cold day. These are the perfect winter
degrees.
Days. Perfect winter days. Daisy and I went for a walk. I was trying to get her on with her Santa hat on, like I did with Felix back in the day, but
she's not happy.
She did not exactly cooperate quickly. So, anyway.
She said, no, thank you.
But yeah. So, yeah, thank you. We thank you for our team. And we've got some other people with special shout outs, right, Lisa?
Yeah, we've got Brittany Ford from Maryland.
And we got Carrie Nashing from Portland, Oregon.
Woohoo. Ruth Arkin from North Carolina. Welcome, Ruth.
And Paula Kinsley from Ohio.
All right.
So we want to give some other special shout outs. In fact, we're a day earlier than we typically do this on a Thursday, right?
Yes,
Lisa?
We are. And why is that?
Well, because I told my team, well, Lisa and I and Naveed, who is in the background here, I've got two plays to go to of my grandkids. Ember is in her like preschool concert play, and that's in the morning. And Jackson is in his choir Christmas play, you know, from his school. It's not just his class because he's in kindergarten now, tomorrow evening. We're really hoping because Jackson was not feeling well today.
Oh, no.
And, Tori is like bummed because she hopes that he feels better for tomorrow. But, you know, with everything going on, you know, with the flu, RSV, you know, all this other stuff, you know, obviously she's not going to push it, but... Oh, we're so helping because, you know, it's her first, you know, kid. It's Jackson. And
yes,
this is his first,
precious.
You know, yeah, real school play. So Chris and I were going to travel up to Battleground to go to it.
He'll probably bounce back. You know how kids are. Yeah. They're sick for a day and then they want to run around. And
I know. Well, we're hoping that happens. But we've got Northern Michigan here. Deb won't be on, but she may watch later. She's working.
Oh, because it's Wednesday, not Thursday. Okay, got it.
So, hi, Deb, and hi, Kay in Michigan. Maybe Ellen, my friend Ellen in Michigan, may be watching. Who else?
Just our team, and we really.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got a bunch of other people, but those were specifics. Anyway, we just appreciate all of you guys.
Mm-hmm. We have Gail Stevenson from Edmonton. Whidbey Island, Washington. Renee,
we got Half Moon Bay, California.
Ooh.
We have Northern Michigan. That's like way up in the UP. Georgia, Milwaukee.
Sandy from Georgia.
Oh, you're good at
New Jersey. Teresa,
I'm sorry. We're kind of waiting for each other. Philadelphia.
Okay, one at a time. You do one. I do one. You do one. I do one.
Wisconsin.
Okay. Kim Boyer from Houston, Texas. Welcome.
We have Iowa.
We have Leah Gomez Horrendous from Milwaukee.
We have Sheila from Arkansas.
Colleen from 29 Palms, California.
Oh, we have someone from Napoleon, Michigan.
Where's
Lansing,
that?
Oh, my gosh. East Texas.
Ooh, Gladstone. Is that Gladstone, Oregon? Hey, that's
wow. For me. Oh my God, Pontiac, Michigan. Boy, I've got a lot of my Michigan team
you
here.
You do. You have a big following from Michigan.
I love it because I love my home state. In fact, I just saw an Instagram post because I follow Pure Michigan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they did a little video thing of Pine Knob, which is just north of where I lived. I think it's
Pine
near,
Knob?
Yeah, is Pine Knob. Just north of, it's around Pontiac, Farmington Hills, from what my memory. Anyway, that is where I saw my first concert, Bob Seger, Michigan boy, Detroit boy. I love it. But they showed, because people, you know, we have Mount Pleasant. Well, it's a little mountain. It's not like a mountain out west, but they have skiing there. They have snowboarding. They have all of this stuff. It looked like a blast at Pine Knob. I thought, wow, that is so,
how fun.
I envy people who are still living in their home area because they can still stay connected to their high school friends, their college friends, or they still may have family there and everything. And I think the older I get more nostalgia that I wish I had more of that, in my adult life.
Yeah. From moving, that, kind of changed.
Yeah, it changed everything. And you never know how much it will change. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know it will a little bit, but you just don't know, how much. So,
yes. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sioux City, South Dakota. Jackie, welcome.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome. Venezuela. That's awesome.
Sweden. I just saw Sweden.
Well, hi, Sweden.
Australia, Indiana. I'm looking at some of the IGs. Just so you guys know.
Oh, South Africa.
Oh my gosh. Welcome.
Yeah.
Portugal. So fast. Yeah.
I know. Rancho Cordova.
Let's see.
I'm just so excited. I mean, what a community, Lisa, right?
Yes, I love it. I love it.
I think this is one of the best things about technology, because if you do have to move away from your family,
mm-hmm.
That has been, you can still stay connected to your family. It's enabling us to still gather. Yes, it's not as great as being in person, but at least we've got FaceTime, Zoom, or whatever it is that you can still, at least see them in a movie video.
I know. That's true. We couldn't do that before,
Oh, the other thing, too, I want to say thank you, YouTube, all my YouTube followers for joining and Twitter. So, this is the end of the year, and we just hope you all come back. And we've got some great things happening on Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen and on my website, because we've got a little subscription thing going on, and you'll get some extra things, whether it be a recipe, whether it be cooking with me, whether it be a small little chat, or something like that. So we're pretty excited about that. In fact, after this, right, Lisa? After this, we're going to have our own little private chat with some of those subscribers from our cheesecake level.
Right. And if you want to join us, you can go to amyjroloff.com/membership or click the membership button on amyjroloff.com and sign up. And there we go. It's on the screen for cheesecake and pancake members. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a live chat after this, and you can ask your questions and we'll try to best answer them. So
go to the website.
First one. So
So go to the website. Look at the. I think we've got the cupcake, pancake, cheesecake level, and you'll get some discounts off of some of our products or other things that we're planning to do in 2023. So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, Naveed, can you put the website up on the screen for us? And just so you know, the first month is free, so you can just try us out. And if you say, hey, they're boring old ladies, I don't know, keep watching this. Or you might say, wow, next Monday, anybody who's a Cheesecake member gets to cook with Amy.
Yeah, we're doing a little cooking thing.
Yep, little stuffed mushrooms, right?
And what I'm calling this, because obviously cooking with Amy, we're not going to be on with me for 3 hours, because some recipes can be very involved and time consuming. So I'm really calling this like a last minute appetizer idea, because we've got the Christmas holiday coming up. We have New Year's Eve, if you're gathering with some people or having a small little party or big party, whatever it may be, or even have to take an appetizer to something that you're going to. So yeah. I'm just calling this like a last minute appetizer. So I'm going to make a version of my stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm excited. And it's live. So you'll be with us on a Zoom call, cooking with Amy and watching, you know, asking questions. Again, so excited. So amyjroloff.com, click the membership button and you can sign up and be with us this afternoon. And again, be there on Monday. All right.
So anyway, we just really wanted to let you guys all know that.
Yep. Okay. Something else fun, which we do every time, is we're doing a giveaway. So you'll get one lucky winner from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Wait for the code at the end, but you will be getting an MVP mug from Amy. So
because we're going to be talking a lot more about this next year, why MVP is so important to me. Right. And over here, it says matter, value, purpose.
Yeah, I love it. So we'll be giving those away. And somebody did ask again, how do I become a member? Go to amyjroloff.com and click the button membership, or amyjroloff.com/membership. And you can sign up there.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
That's it.
So during those private chats and stuff, we may talk about a specific subject. But basically, it's about you guys. It's about, what do you want to talk to me about? It could be parenting. It could be getting older. It could be, you know, dating, or I don't know, mom stuff, grandma stuff.
I know. I'm excited. Life stuff. This is our first one, so we're really excited about that. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the holiday season. Are you having any kind of a function? I think you were having like a open house, maybe?
Yes. Well, I really want to give kudos to my husband, Chris, because every time I drive up to my house at night and everything, I'm like, oh, I just love that guy so much, because he decorated the house with all the lights because he knows that's important to me. Like, I like some lights on my house. And, oh, it's just so our house is all decorated and everything. So, yes, we're having, I don't know if we're having a New Year's Eve party. I got to talk to him about that. But we're having an open house on December 17th. So we invited some friends. I invited, you know, my kids. And and an open house to me is from 3 to 10. So people can just drop in if they want to, you know, stop by for a half hour, an hour, a couple hours. We don't know. So we'll have some munchies and food and drinks and,
well,
you know, stuff
like
that.
Today, should I be bringing something?
No, because if people are planning to go to a party, but they want to, and it's not far from where we live, you guys just stop by, have a little bite, have a little drink, and then you can be off to wherever. Or if you got something in the afternoon, then you can stop by maybe later in the evening. So it's pretty much an open house of food, chit chat, gathering, getting together, and drinks. It could be like you yourself here. It could be a couple of people, or it could be lots of people showing up all at the same time. I don't know. But anyway.
So what are you going to make and serve?
Well, that was the big debate. I think for easy stuff, party food and something to keep warm, I think I'm going to make a little soup, like put them in just little cups, you know, not a big bowl or anything, just little cups, something hot. I think, you know, this is always a fan favorite, I think, a lot of times, is, you know, those pigs in a blanket, you know, type of thing.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and then I'm going to make some meatballs with a nice, like, you know, savory sauce type of thing. So we'll have the crock pot going. We'll have another thing going with warming up the soup, and we'll have another electric, like, fry pan, you know, with the lid on it or whatever, to keep the pigs in a blanket warm.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, I'll have a dip and crackers. I'll have some sort of veggie thing. Oh, and then I'm making cookies. But I tell you, we plan these things, and I'm like, okay, tomorrow, I've got so many, you know. Oh, by the way, I'm now finally, I feel so much better. Not this intense sinus headache. I feel so much better. Like 3.5 weeks with the sinus cold. I should have, after 2 weeks, gone to the doctor and say, give me some antibiotics just to help the whatever's going on up here. But I've got two of my grandkids plays tomorrow. I am watching three of them, meaning I got to, because they're coming, Zach and Tori are coming down, I think, for like a friend's Christmas gathering over at Darren Odds. Nice. So I'm going to go up to Battleground because I personally thought it would be much easier to go up there and have the kids be sleeping in their own bed instead of sleeping here and then having Zach and Tori wake them up.
Yeah,
that's, you know, so anyway, so I've got that going on. And then I have the party on the 17th.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to try
and made any cookies or anything yet. I have a cookie exchange thing Saturday mid-morning. And I'm like, I haven't even made any cookies.
What I haven't might either.
Make, it might be the weird one. And I might make our Italian olives. We have these marinated olives. That's like a secret family recipe from my Italian side of the family. And I was thinking, would people want that? Would they want to try olives?
I would love it. But I don't do anything necessarily big with olives by themselves because Chris doesn't like them.
And so
if you're going to have people over, if you go to an event, I'm like, what happens if you don't like anything that anyone is offering, but you at least want to eat what you bring?
Right. Oh my gosh. So is Chris helping you prepare anything for Saturday?
What's his job? Well, we're like a team because I tell him if one of his friends are inviting us to something, I'm like, oh, bless your heart, honey. Let me be in charge of the food. Okay, I'm just saying. Let me be in charge of the kitchen and the food.
Definitely.
But he'll help. You know, we'll both do it, but he'll help clean up, straighten things up, and or say, Amy, you got to deal with this big, huge pile on our kitchen thing. Because being sick, having this cold that just wears you down, I have so much to catch up on. I'm hoping during Christmas break, catch up on all these recipes I've got to write, sending out video, cleaning up my office, this table, you know. So yeah, we tag team. He does a lot of that organizing, and I just love it because I don't feel like I have to do all of this on my own.
Yeah, that's good. I have to say, it's so funny. Dan Bertone's on right now.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you go, Paisan, make those olives. It's like, hey, he's in Pittsburgh, our Italian.
Oh, I would make the olives.
I just saw it pop up. I had to say hi to Dan. That was too funny. For those, Paisan is like Italian friend. If you're not Italian, we always say Paisan. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
I had to interject that in there. Are you doing like a theme for your party? Is it going to be like ugly sweater or any?
No, just because it's a come and go. You don't know where people are going or coming or if they just want to pop up. You don't want people to think about it too much. You just want them to be here and show up.
Yeah.
Do you know what
that's
I mean?
Nice. Yeah,
but beyond that, you know, I'll have my kids over. You know, I'll be cooking two different dinners because I was hoping three of them who are here, all of them would be able to get together. But, you know, they've got other families to see, too. So I'll see Jaron Odd family on one day and then Zach Torrey and Jacob and Isabel and families on another day. So I think I'll be doing a roast. An eye of round roast is very good. Oh. I'm not sure I'll do a prime rib.
I love prime rib.
I know, so do I. But I've got to call up and reserve something like soon. And then I might do a ham on Christmas Day.
I have a ham from Costco. I picked up a ham there because that's kind of an easy.
Yeah.
And then you can just.
Well, I think I'm going to call up the meeting place, our local thing right around here, and see if they have any hams. But if not, I may end up there too.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. So.
Oh, and then we've got a friends gathering with his poker buddy and wives on the 18th. So this weekend is like, oh my gosh.
Well, Amy, this is the last weekend before Christmas.
I know.
It just flew by. How did this happen?
I don't know.
And we say it every year. Let's get together, which we did a little bit for kind of my birthday, November.
Yeah, but we just didn't focus on you and I and just having a good time. And
so we still next week, there's got to be a day we can do our little.
We'll talk about it after this. Maybe the 22nd.
Okay. I like that.
Because I really want to do that.
So do you have any top traditions that you do like when you have the kids?
You know what? I was talking to our bookkeeper, my bookkeeper, and she was, again, you're able to develop those traditions when you have a lot of your family around. But she still has all the siblings come and gather at their mom or parents and mom's house because that was established so long ago.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I did our own little traditions with my kids, but I think I'm going to start next year, 2023. I want all the grandkids over this day and do something really special with all of them. Then I want all the families, you know, that can. We're going to have a big Christmas dinner and, you know, stuff like that. And just kind of do some different things like a grandma day with the grandkids. Oh, and it can only be like a couple of hours or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. I love that idea.
So, yeah, yes. I have to, now that Jackson is five, Ember's five, they're older. Their younger brother or sister, they're getting a little bit older, three. And then, you know, the other kids, well, they'll be 2.5 probably by then.
I know. Wow.
I mean, yeah.
I love that Grandma Day idea. Eloise said that. And then Cindy Elliott asked, what's your favorite dessert for Christmas? Do you have like a favorite?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I really have always loved cookies. I like the variety of cookies. So when you said something about cookies, I always make my snowball cookies.
I was just going to say snowball. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going to make the 7-layer bar because I like the snowball cookies. I usually do a shortbread cookie. I like the cutout cookies, like you have a solid bottom. You do that little jam. To me, it looks like a stained glass.
Yes.
And then I'll do that. But what I'm going to make for this one, instead of like raspberry jam or something like that, I might make a cranberry jam and have that little sweet but tart in there.
I like that.
Pardon? Yeah. So I might do that kind of cookie. I want something chocolate. I might do snowflake cutouts.
When are you going to have time to do all that?
Oh, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh,
but if we're having an open house, I have to have something.
That's true. So Cindy says pecan crescents. Ooh.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Yeah, those are good. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had those.
Well, they look like a crescent moon. And I'm assuming with what she had mentioned, there are Mounds cake. Oh yeah. What ideas do you guys have? Oh, the gingerbread. Do you know what I'm gonna try with the gingerbread for when my kids come over? The gingerbread roulet. Like you roll it up and then it has that swirl of a mixture in it. Or I might make a molasses roulette with like ginger in the cream mixture in there.
Are you talking like a roll?
It looks like a log.
So you've got, that's
so
that's
it's ambitious. So it's like a sponge cake or a cake.
Yeah. And then you have to roll it.
And then you layer it with the cream and then you roll it up. So
Pam Prater says you better get baking.
Wait, what?
You better get baking, Pam just said.
So I may make cookies today. Wait, what's today? Yeah, Wednesday.
You're kidding. Tonight?
Yeah. I might make some cookies tomorrow. And then Friday, before I go over to, you know, Zach and Tori's house to watch the kids, I'll prep, but I also got to clean the house. So yes, people. That's what happens when you don't feel well for 3 weeks.
I know. Ooh, someone said a rum cake. My husband's from Jamaica and we do this. They called it wedding cake, but we call it rum cake. And it's a very dense, like you take prunes and dates. And
so it's basically like the fruit cake no one likes.
No, well, but you grind it all up.
Yeah.
And so, you soak it first in a port wine for like a month, all the fruits, and then you grind it up and add it in the batter. So it's not like chunks of fruit.
Oh, I see.
And then after you bake it, you pour white rum over it. Oh my God. It is so good. My sister-in-law taught me that, but I thought the next year after she left, I thought you pour the white rum over it as it's baking, and I caught the oven on fire.
Oh my Lord.
It just went, boom. That was kind of scary. I wasn't thinking too clearly then. So, oh my gosh. Well, let's take some questions from the fans.
Oh yes. Let's do that.
Yeah, we've got Catherine Keeler. What's your favorite holiday pie recipe? Ooh.
Oh my gosh. Where are you looking at?
Page 2 on the bottom. Questions from fans.
Oh, I missed all these names. Okay, what is your... Okay. For Christmas, I typically do like an apple pie. But really? I just made an apple crumb pie. Or you could say an apple streusel pie, but I like to call it... No, a Dutch apple pie. That's what it is, a Dutch apple pie. So what's I'm going to have to make that recipe and videotape that because it's just a version of an apple pie just with a different topping. So I really like that. Chris loves cherry pie. So I'm going to do a recipe, video recipe on that. That'll either be for when Jeremy and Audrey come by or when the other kids come by. I might do it for Jaren and Audrey because I already made it for Thanksgiving. And then what's another pie?
What about pecan pie? That's my favorite. I just love, I don't know why, I just need
it. Well, I have a recipe over at Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen that are these little mini pecan pies, and I really like that.
Yes, that sounds good.
If I make a pecan, an actual pecan pie, I want to try it with they have this other one. I want to try it with a chocolate base bottom of it. But what is another pie that I've made? Oh my gosh.
I saw on the cooking, the holiday baking, they had a Canadian sugar pie. And it kind of looked like it had the ingredients of what a pecan pie has in it, that thick kind of dark molasses and but nothing, no nuts in it. But oh my gosh, that looked so good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So good. All right. How about what is your best memory, Christmas memory and gift?
Oh, where are you?
Question 2. Okay, we try to have an outline, but Amy can never follow the thing. We're just trying to stay on time. We're already 10 minutes behind, but that's okay.
The other thing is my favorite Christmas memory really has to be, I think I was very ill one Christmas as a child. And I really had to muster it up for Christmas Day. I didn't want to miss Christmas Day. I think I still probably believe in Santa Claus. Not that I really emphasize that with my kids, but... And my parents didn't either. It was just a fun thing. Yeah. But I got, and I mentioned this before, I got this baby tender love. They called it baby tender love.
Yes, I
because it wasn't
one of
the plastic arm and legs. It was kind of like, for lack of words, rubbery, but it was soft.
And you could feed it. You could feed it a bottle.
Well, you could pretend feed it. I didn't get that dowel where you actually feed it in it.
No, that was after our time. No, I just remember having a bottle.
Yes, yes. And I just loved that doll. The other one was my kitchen set. I don't know if I got that for my birthday or... And back in those days, it was metal. It wasn't all this like heavy-duty plastic stuff. It was like metal.
Yeah.
And but it was pink, and it had the little stove, the little refrigerator, little cupboard. I'll tell you, I love that. In fact, I think I wrote that in my book. But I made food for it because you didn't have all this slew of food like you do now.
Right.
And oh, it was just so wonderful.
Did you have a Susie Homemaker oven?
No,
I had the Susie Homemaker oven and the light bulb inside.
Not the easy bake.
That one you slid through. My cousin cut her hand on it because the metal broke. But the easy bake one had a light bulb and you put a cake in there and it would lock so you couldn't get in and burn yourself. And it cooked from the heat of the light bulb. But it was cute. They were turquoise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, back in the 60s.
No, that's awesome. I'm sorry. I got distracted by someone that said something about the sound. So I'm not sure about that.
Oh, I don't see anything.
Well, I love this other one. It's Christmas morning. Usually I have done French toast. I have made cinnamon rolls because that's always a fun thing.
Yeah.
Recently, as I've gotten older, Dutch baby. Oh, you can do so much with the Dutch baby pancake or like German pancake. Yeah. What?
That is that in the downloadable cookbook? I think it is. No, it's
I don't
not.
Think so. Nope.
Okay. Well, you have to send me the recipe then.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And then, or I make like an egg frittata or depending on how many people you're serving, either an egg frittata or like a strata, mm-hmm. or, you know, a big 9x13, make a, you know, egg casserole. Because I think I've got one out there, I think, with tater tots or hash browns and yummy. Stuff like that. So, yummy, yeah. Yummy. Or make a hash, you know, do potatoes and bacon and sausage. And you just make a hash with some scrambled eggs or something, too.
So good.
You know, as I get older, and it's just Chris and I, we don't really go all out for breakfast on the weekend. Occasionally, we might go out for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But other, I might just have some oatmeal, a fried egg, a piece of toast. Very simple.
It's easy. Yeah, it's very easy to just make breakfast at home.
Or an avocado toast. But I mean, I don't make this big elaborate thing unless I have people coming over.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I think a lot of people have been waiting for this, and we can get back to some of the other questions because we have more to go. But let's talk about Little People Big World last night.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris's surprise birthday party. Crazy.
Okay. I was reading, yes. What's an easy, this is from Shannon Temple. What's an easy dessert to give teachers for Christmas? That's a tough one to me because I would probably, if you know the teacher or something, I would probably get an idea from them. Do you like cookies or what kind of treats do you like? You know, and
maybe ask them because they could have a nut allergy. They could have different things. So you might almost have to ask nowadays.
But I think a lot of times it's cookies or something from a bakery that makes it easy for them either in the morning for them at home or when they come in to prep before all the kids come or something of that sort. Or if you can't make anything, because obviously all this, you know, food stuff. I would really kind of just hint around and get an idea and go to a bakery or something like that. Because I think cookies are always a great thing, but I like cookies.
Right.
Okay, so Chris's surprise birthday party. Okay, what's the best part?
Yay, back on track.
I know. what I loved about, gosh, there's so many things about Chris's birthday party. Number one, you and Deb helped me, which people, I couldn't have done it without them.
It's what we do.
And then feeling like you have to fib or...
Yeah.
Exaggerate and not exactly tell
an untruth. An untruth. Yes.
And then
and you had to find an alibi. That was crazy. Because when we first started talking about this, you said, I don't know how I'm gonna pull it off. And then out of your top of your head, you said
I had to do that? Because I don't think it was really emphasized on the show. The reason I had to do that because Chris kept saying, well, you know, why don't we throw a combined birthday party for us both? Because we both turned 60. And I'm like, sure. I wasn't exactly enthusiastic about it. And he's like, what?
Yeah, he was kind of like, what is going on?
And so I was afraid, because his birthday was like during the week, and mine's not till September, that we were going to pick. He was going to pick the 5th or something. And because it was filmed, I couldn't pick a weekend. So that's why I picked Friday. And I freaked out. I was panicking. I'm like, I have just spent 2 months prepping for this thing, getting a venue, which is our local Scotch Church Road Vineyard, which we love going.
Beautiful, beautiful vineyard.
And then I thought, oh, by the way, you know, who would have figured? But we're going to another surprise birthday party. Lisa Fletcher's giving one for Art.
What?
And then, because Chris is very inquisitive, well, when's Art's birthday? And I knew I had to prep myself. Ooh. I knew that he might ask. So I looked in all of our friends lists. Who has a birthday, pray to God, in August?
Yes.
And Art Fletcher was really the only one. And so
it was brilliant.
It was later in August. So I called up Lisa Fletcher and I'm like, Lisa, I really need your help. Can you help me pull this off? Can you just pretend that that you're throwing a surprise birthday party for Art and it's on the 5th, it's at Scotch Church Road Vineyard and, you know, just stuff like that. She goes, oh, sure. Because Lisa's really fun. Oh, sure. You know, we can do that. So anyway, we pulled that off. But I think the most special moment, I was really grateful for all the people that were able to come. His sister came in from Idaho, so I was very, very happy she was able to make it.
She's so sweet, Tammy.
And then, but the moment, then Chris goes out and buys Art a gift. Then I began questioning because he wasn't bugging me so much about this combined birthday party. I think he mentioned it three times. I'm like, oh yeah, sure. You know, I'll get a list going.
I know.
So then I had to text everyone and say, hey, if Chris tells you about the surprise birthday party happening on God knows what date, ignore it. Just say you're coming or you can or whatever.
Yes.
And so that's why I brought Lisa Fletcher in.
Oh
and
my gosh.
So that then I had to text everyone. I had to text everyone that info. But that was stressing.
Alibi. Yeah, you were nervous. So I was nervous.
In fact, I was stressing and being nervous so much that when you saw in the episode, when I went to the vineyard and you guys were prepping and decorating, I went there because it's like Chris is going to be, because I said I had to help Lisa Fletcher out. Right. Or I said I had to help Lisa out.
I thought you went to the bank. You said you were going to the bank.
Oh, yeah, I was going to the bank, and I don't know. I might have to help Lisa out. I don't know what I said. And I'm like, well, I can't be gone 4 hours. He's going to be like, did you get robbed?
I know.
And so I just had to go to you guys just for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, you got a lot to do here, people. You got a lot to do here. But I think I was so stressed that I snapped at my friends and they're like, oh yeah, whatever.
You know, Deb can vouch for this. We've got it. We've been doing so many events for so many years together. And yes, things were chaotic. And I will say, you bought an overabundance of decorations and there were these nets. You wanted these
you
fish
can never
nets
have
because it was Hawaiian. It was Hawaiian theme.
And motorcycle. Like these, it was Hawaiian motorcycle thing.
And then we had to cut out all these little fish and hook them onto the nets. And I'm like, we're doing that last. We're getting the big stuff done first. And we'll get as many fish on there, those nets, as we can. So we knew. Yeah. We just said, we've got it. Go back to
But
Chris.
I was stressing because I felt so bad that I had to leave and just, you know, you guys do it all. I had to go back.
Deb and I, you know? Liz, doing your wedding and all of that. We've got it, girlfriend. You know that.
I know, but usually we're all doing it together.
That's true. Right. Well, you don't like to be out of the loop. I know that. So. I'm the same way. I'm the same way. You know I am. So.
But I think the biggest moment for me about that thing was, Chris goes out and gets Art Fletcher a gift.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's not even his birthday and he spent the money on getting him a gift. What did you get him? Oh, I got him a brand new pickleball paddle.
Because you guys all played together.
That'll be great. And when he did that, I'm like, Does he know? And I was going to be so pissed if he knew and I didn't have the clue that he knew. And I went to all of this. I was just,
but he
not
know.
He did not know because when we entered,
he was just being a nice guy.
When we came into the place, I looked all around. I'm like, okay, no one's around. Okay, that's a good thing. I looked at all the tables that were a little bit off, you know, in the lawn area, thinking, oh gosh, I hope he doesn't look over there because is he going to notice anything? Because Art doesn't drive a motorcycle.
Right.
And then as we walked up, I'm thinking, okay, the crew said they were going to put cameras here and there. Because I didn't even see them. So I thought, okay, that's covered. Because Chris is like little detail, you know. He's looking around.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm not sure if we had the cake out there yet or not. Because I'm like.
No, cake wasn't
out. Okay. Because I'm like, he's going to notice the name on it.
No.
And then right before when the doors open, which I don't think they showed on the show. But when the doors first opened, and everyone goes, oh, surprise. He goes, oh, no, it's not
he
mine.
He stepped
it's
back.
Like,
he went, no,
it's not me.
Because I was
but
right
then
there.
Everyone kept clapping. Yes. And then he started looking at all the people. He's like, well, Art doesn't know these people.
I know. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. Yeah. And I have to say, but from some more behind the scenes. Yeah. So Amy usually is a few minutes delayed on things when she goes to events, just because she's got so much going on. Sometimes it happens to me too, but we were expecting them to show up like 45 minutes to an hour prior because that's what time you said you guys were going to get there. And then
not us, because we had to wait for everyone to be there.
No. And then you texted me and said, Chris is changing his pants. And
it was like, not an hour before. I said everyone to show up about 5:30. I asked everyone to show up, I think, about 5:30. We would probably be there about 6, because, you know, people might run late and get caught in traffic and all that stuff. And then Chris thinks I said we weren't supposed to be there till 6:15, 6:30. I said, no, because...
See, you were late. You were late then. You just admitted it.
Everyone's wrong. No, Chris is wrong, because I had this time, because I knew I had to be certain things.
And it was so hot in that bar.
Then Chris was going to wear jeans. Yeah, Chris was going to wear jeans.
It was so funny.
You know. So anyway,
we were blaming it all on you, and then you go, well, Chris is changing his pants. We're like, what the heck? It was hilarious. It was just
good thing I brought it, bought enough drink and food and snacking.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're getting close to 5, because we've got some other stuff to do after this.
Yeah.
Did you want to mention what they need to say?
Oh, right.
To win the mug?
We are going to shut this down a little bit earlier. Usually we go an hour and a half, so we're going to go an hour.
Well, we only go an hour and a half, because I like to talk.
Yes. Okay, so the phrase is, I wrote it down.
Hang I thought it was New Year's.
So we're going to give away to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube one lucky winner. And if you want to put in now in the chat. From each of those, one for each for that mug. It's Happy New Year. So if you guys want to start putting Happy New Year in there, we're going to pick somebody.
It's a good mug.
Yeah, really fun. So while you're doing that, let's just talk about a little bit more on the membership that everybody's going to. Here it goes. 4 lucky winners. So we'll do those in a minute. Let's do some questions.
One winner, one winner from Facebook, one winner from Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. And then Happy New Year is the, I guess, password? Yes. Or what are we calling that?
We're just calling it the code. Oh. The code to get chosen, I guess. Well, let's talk a little bit about cooking this week. We did, you're always looking at adding new recipes. We're working on a new cookbook.
So I made a new cookbook's coming out. Look for that in the new year. I'm really loving it. It's a book form of all the recipes that I've made. You know, at Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen for this part, well, for the last two parts. Anyway, so this past weekend, it's green beans. You know, green beans, you can do so much with green beans. But this green bean thing was really, really good. I tried, it's not grilling, but sautéing lemon. Charred, that's right.
You charred lemon. I was there.
Charred lemon halves, you know, on the saute pan. That really changes the lemon, people. It really does. I did shallots and feta over green beans.
Oh,
and then I did a chive and
good.
Parsley, you know, as a garnish in that. It was so, so good. I love
Delicious.
That recipe.
Delicious.
The other one was pizza, pizza stuffed meatloaf. And oh, so good. So good. And then red velvet cupcakes. And believe it or not, you guys, I've never really done it. Maybe one time I've never really made a red velvet anything. And so I thought I'd try out a cupcake.
The flavor was amazing. Yeah. And it was frosting. Really good. It was really good. So look for those to come out maybe in the new year, or we'll have to see what.
I would say maybe spring, like April.
Yeah. Kind of around
late
April
spring.
Time.
No. No, that's springtime. Yeah, April, springtime. Well, the one thing about the frosting, if I have time, I will pipe my frosting on the cupcakes. If I don't, then I'll just spread it on there. And because we were running a little low on time, but I always say, people, follow the recipe, because sometimes the video, I don't want to keep looking at my recipe, because that's very distracting.
She does tweaks during it, which I understand, because if you're cooking, some things don't turn out.
Well, then I miss something from the recipe and... Oh,
well, like your butter, you know, it didn't get soft and
well, room temp.
Room temp. So you,
my house must be cold. I don't know. But anyway, well, let's do some more questions and then we can do some shout outs and then give whoever won.
Okay.
But we have Harry.
Uh-oh. Your microphone. Move your hand away from your microphone, maybe. There you go. Oh, yeah.
The microphone? Is this the microphone?
Yes, and it's been making a cracking noise.
Isn't that funny? I never thought this worked.
Yes. Yeah, oh, don't brothers. Touch it. Just like when we film, I have to not wear a necklace because it hits the microphone and then...
Well, we have Terry from IG. Will you be back for another season on TLC? You know what? We never know for that. We are definitely wrapping up. In fact, people, I think we have three more episodes to go. So it's three more episodes. Is it three or two? I think it's two.
I think it's two also.
So we're on the tail end of this season. We'll see if we're filming anymore. But as far as I know, we're going to be filming something. But yeah. I have no idea what kind of episodes or how they're going to work that.
What do you want to see Amy do? Let's see. Maybe some of the questions from the audience.
I know. What would you like Chris and I to do on if we do more episodes? What would
or
you like
Dad
us to
and
do?
I and you too, the friends.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we can get kind of crazy. Sometimes the crew goes, too much.
I've not heard them say that. They always say, I know.
Oh, someone said, what is the best, hardest thing about filming? What compels you to keep sharing your story? I think the best thing was me personally. I think it really helped me to learn how to have more confidence in myself, be a little more feeling comfortable in the public. And strangers, because I even when I had kids and moved here to Oregon and everything like that, I was very guarded. I still have a tendency to be guarded because of the show, but it helped open me up and gain more confidence. One of the hardest things about filming too is I'm exposed at such a different level than when we weren't filming, because I'm different, so I'm exposed in a different way. But when you're filming, it's like you now become something for everybody. And it's almost like you don't have ownership of yourself as much. It's just in a different way. It's really weird how to explain that. And then I was definitely a lot more sensitive and aware, or tried to be anyway, of how this was impacting my kids. How can I normalize life? Of a choice that their dad and I made. And so to me, that was the hardest thing. A whole bunch of comments when social media became a thing and everything like that. I was just really amazed at the comments that people made. I could, you know, they can make whatever they want about me, but about my kids. Yes. I thought, man, how old are you people? You guys are adults. These are my kids. Like, what? So that was really hard on me. And then it was hard on me because comments would be made. And then like Matt would question me and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I cannot handle this. I've got the crew. I've got television. I have my husband sometimes at the time. And then I got all these other people. I was just feeling like I was pulled. And so I've mentioned this many, many times. So the thing I said, okay, Amy, what is your main job here? Mm-hmm. My main job was to try and be the best mom I could in the element that I was in. Right. Was I perfect? Oh, God, no. But all I could say is that I did my best and that, you know, yeah.
I think, you know, just being your friend.
And faith. Faith was very important.
And you know, watching you get pulled in all those directions. When you were married to Matt, it was like you were questioned every day. What
I was questioning myself.
That, yeah, well, because he was putting that pressure on you. I'm just being candid. It's just it's like, oh, you can't do this. You can't. This is what will happen. You can't say this on camera because then it'll look bad. And I'm looking.
And I'm not saying he did it all the time, but he did it enough. You know how the whole thing goes? All it takes is one time.
Right.
And it just suddenly changes you. Right. But if it's said often in many different ways, you know, you begin to wonder like, wow, this is
tough. You question yourself.
But also one of the best things was the places that we got to go to in those earlier years of filming. obviously with, you know, the slew of reality shows on all of these networks or TLC, you know, budgets have to change. You know, it's just like any business. You have this product and this product. Well, if you add a whole bunch of other products, your budget changes because it depends on what, how much, you know, something's bringing in. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I just kind of want to bring it back. You know, I saw that that was going on with you as you were evolving into your own person and then finding your voice, and then seeing now some of the things that have been said on this, even the last seasons. Thank you. It's just shocking to me how different Matt is and how he reacts to things. It's like complete opposite of how he was with.
Well, I also can.
I just have to say that people.
But I also can. But I also say to that. But I also say to that though, we're entering a different season of life. We're getting older, and you become. The things that were important back then or whatever don't seem quite as important, or you've mellowed out and stuff like that. But when you're going through something like that at that time,
yeah,
it's like, you know,
I know.
And I could say so much about this, but
people have it's seen still, the show.
It still impacts me. And it's like, why couldn't you have been a little more like what you are now? Right. Than what you are back then. But, you know,
I'm sure
I've changed too, though, and probably have done some stuff that maybe I wouldn't have done now because we're older, we're wiser. And that's why I think people shouldn't give up on their marriages so quick because, oh my gosh, you do change. But and listen, we could go on and on.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time, I'm trying to stay on target.
I know. So we've got our winners. We're going to.
Well, I want to do one more question.
Okay.
Well, two really. What is something valuable you have both learned from your friendship? I'll tell you what I think, and this is from Yvette. I think because Lisa and I, we communicate and we talk things out. I think we both give ourselves space for each other, and we respect because you know we have different thoughts on different things, but that's okay because neither one of us are either far left or far right. We're not opposites to that extreme, but we stay right here and we talk about some, don't we? Like we'll be on the phone for like 2 hours or an hour.
And I think, yeah. And I think this is where maybe you were going to say this, I'm not sure, but I think a lot of times we can agree to disagree and not be offended or upset
or not destroy a friendship because we disagreed on something.
Right. And some things you say, I'm like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And that's what I appreciate. Cause I'm like, you know what? I was just so kind of over here thinking. And it's like, no, there's good points over here. And I just wish more people could do that.
Well, we keep ourselves open enough, but we also have that base, that foundation that we both have and we will protect it, but it's not like so much so that you can't have a conversation. You know, we also, you know, try and get fun time. Yeah. So do I. Sometimes we have fun times together and we question very much whether we should go into business or not with Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen and even the charity. Yeah. The charity foundation helped us to, you know, meander those waters. Mm-hmm. And, but yeah, so we just have, you know, an understanding of that.
Yeah.
Someone was asking, what does Amy's necklace say? I certainly hope we have this on our site, but it's the MVP. It reminds me every day that I matter, I have value and purpose. But it also reminds me if I am an MVP, someone else that I'm talking to is also an MVP and a stranger or that person or this person. So to me, it's a good reminder for you to not only respect yourself, but to respect other people too. Whether based on this question that Yvette asked, you agree or disagree, learn how to either bow out of the conversation gracefully or some if you want to value that friendship or something like that, but just have an understanding. This is probably an area that we just won't go there. Because why? you know.
Right. So anyway. And I respect that, what you're thinking, and you respect ours. So that MVP is matter, value, purpose. That was from your father, right?
That's why. Yep.
And we'll see if that's
It is from my dad. Yes. I wrote it in my book.
Yes.
Because that, as a little girl, is how I interpreted. See? So I thought at the end of the year, this would be very good to give as a giveaway and help people in the new year.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, Naveed's going to post the winners. So who is our first winner, Naveed? Well, we might need to talk a little bit. Hey, Lucy and Ethel, you know me. Kathy Lynn Hope.
Ah! Oh, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Kathy. Text me. Text me your address and Kelly's address.
I think I have it.
Oh, do you? Because I may have it, but I'm not sure.
I think I
can't
have it.
In my phone.
I think I have it.
So. Yeah. Oh, Kathy. I think of you guys so much. I miss you guys.
Yeah, she's awesome.
It would be kind of fun to get together with them, take a trip, and get together.
You know what? Maybe that's something we need to do in 2023.
Maybe. Kathy, would you like us to come and see you?
Yes.
We'll travel.
Let's do it.
So anyway. Okay. Do we have the names?
Yes. Sorry.
Winners are on the screen.
So for Facebook, it's Joanne Reed.
Facebook, Joanne Reed. Contact arlittlekitchen.com. Oh, no.
arlittlekitchen@gmail.com. YouTube. We'll let
Frederica Holmes. YouTube, Frederica Holmes. Twitter, Rochelle Nagel. And IG is Joanna Crouch.
All right. And show them what they just won again.
Oh, yeah. I love this cup. So welcome yourself. Say, good morning. I am an MVP. I'm going to go out there and let other people know they are too.
Yeah.
It's a good way to start off the day.
So if your name was called, please email me at arlittlekitchen@gmail.com. We'll put the names up there again after we show this just one more time. And congratulations. So if you email me, then I will, and send me your address, we will get those ordered. If you want to buy one, Annie Harmon asked, you can go to arlittlekitchen.com and they're on our store for Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen. Sorry, yeah. AmyRolfsLittleKitchen.com if you want to buy one. But fun little gifts. We love our coffee mugs because it's so cold here. We got to have something hot in there, right, Amy? It's like
could be hot chocolate. Yeah. It could be a little coffee spiced with who knows.
Who knows?
Irish cream or Irish whiskey and whatever. Ooh.
Oh, is that happening on Saturday at your party? I might have
to. If people come late, it may.
Okay.
If people come later,
So congratulations, so, Joanne Reed.
Yeah, Frederick thank you. Holmes. Thank you guys all for being on. And just check out amyjroloff.com/membership. Check out those different levels of subscriptions because we're going to be joining some people that have subscribed right after this and just continue on the conversation on different another subject. And so, yeah, we're starting that off and we're going to do more in the new year.
Yes. So again, if you want to come to see us at the live, our chat, private chat, which is going to be happening right after this, go to amyjroloff.com, click on membership and you can have a free month. If you start off, there we go, and sign up. And they're great for Christmas gifts too. If you want to give someone a year membership with us, because you're going to be,
that's a good too. Yeah, you're right.
They're going to be doing some cooking with Amy, like we're doing on Monday, live.
But other stuff too. It might be just a Q&A.
Yep. So, and you know what? We are close to our time, Amy. I'm so proud of you. It's only 5:05.
But the other thing is too is because the holidays are here, we didn't want to go over too much and have you guys get going on your holiday things and stuff like that, but. We'll have another live in January. We'll let you guys know that. But I truly want to wish you guys a very peaceful, I hope you all are well, a very joyful Christmas filled with lots of blessings. And I hope the new year gets off to a great start. So January is going to really be about the new year. How do we feel about the new year coming up? Because 2022 was really our first year of being out of COVID. Yeah. So how did that year part go? What are we expecting and hoping for in 2023? So anyway.
And still truly, be careful out there with that, because we had our Christmas party last night for our family. And out of 10 people, just my cousins got together. Four of them got COVID yesterday and the day before.
So yeah, I really wanted to end this on a happy note.
Sorry. Just be careful out there. And what do we always say?
Well, wait a minute. I really want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. I think Hanukkah is over now, but I hope you guys all had a wonderful Hanukkah or whatever other holiday you may celebrate. But Happy New Year, too. You know,
yes.
Be kind. What is it, Lisa?
Be kind and stay kind.
Yeah, be kind, stay kind, because if you smile, you never know the impact you'll make on someone else who may love to see that smile and maybe smile back at you. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And if you want to continue our private chat, it's amyjroloff.com membership. Click it, because I've had a bunch of people ask me right here in the chat. So just had to say it again.
Well, here.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Salute. Dan Bertone.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.